Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Raised in a small town in Minnesota and moved to Portland, Oregon as a young adult, began singing backup vocals in various bands, eventually fronting her own country cover band. Along came a husband, two kids, and moved to Minnesota. In her words, I worked full-time, raised my kids, and basically forgot about music until my son started playing guitar as a teenager. After my divorce, I found myself with a little more time on my hands, so I picked up one of my son's guitars and began teaching myself to have fun. She recorded 12 of those songs with old friends in Portland, Oregon for her first record titled For Now, released in 2012. Her name is Becky Capel, and that song was from her latest release titled That Certain Ache, recorded in someone's basement over many late nights. And the first song we played, of course, was Say Goodbye, again by Becky Capel. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, and for the next hour, we'll be playing original music by Minnesota singer-songwriters. And we even have an outstate artist this evening. And, of course, a little later, we'll share some beer news. So strap on your seatbelt. Hope you're here for a good time. Up next, she's from Minnesota, he's from Iowa. Their name is Amy and Adams. And this is a very popular song here on Minnesota Homebrew. It's titled Golden Colorado.
outside and no rain. I've wasted time in this old town too long. I feel like broken glass in some old window pane. But there's gold,
they say
in Colorado. There's plenty of man can do. Yes, there's gold,
they say
out in Colorado. And I'm going there to get me some too. Seems all my dreams are like some wasted scenes, torn from a script, then thrown away. So I'm leaving this town. God, I'm tired of feeling down. Yes, I'm leaving for Denver today. 'Cause there's gold,
they say
in Colorado. Yes, there's gold,
they say
out in Colorado. And I'm going there to get me some too. Wanna go to the mountains, find the other side of this crowd. I'll build my home. The sun it shines on the mountaintops. It's a beauty words can't describe. In the summer skies, they're as blue as the eyes of the woman who's waiting there for me. And there's gold,
she says,
in Colorado. There's plenty of man can do. Yes, there's gold,
she says,
out in Colorado. And I'm going there to get me some too. Yes, there's gold,
they say,
in Colorado. There's plenty of man can do. Yes, there's gold,
they say,
out in Colorado. And I'm going there to get me some too. Now I'm going there to get me some too. Yes, I'm going there to get me. Going there to get me. Going there to get me some.
I always feel real good after I play that song, Amy Ann Adams with Gold in Colorado. Well, the next gentleman, by day he's a mechanic and by night he plays acoustic country music. His CD, Songs About Mayonnaise and Grapes, was recorded back in 2009. Amazing songs, amazing voice, and so well produced and recorded at Nell Sound Studio, I assume, in the Twin Cities. Musicians include Matt Muller on guitar and vocals, Michael W. Nelson on keys and mandolin, Pete Matheson on bass guitar, and a name I know, Tony Earig on banjo and dobro. Again, he's Matt Muller. This song is titled The Zinger Song. You're listening to Homebrew. Thank you.
never had anyone that was close to me pass away. Now the word has come that my best friend is slowly on his way. For 14 years he's been a part of our family. Now his eyes are growing tired. Soon he won't be there for me. I surely will miss the way his hair blows in the wind, with his head held high and strong, and a will that would never bend. I truly appreciate those years he had then, for when no one else would listen, he would be by my side, my only friend. And though there's been times I've took his warning looks for granted, I could never hold my hand from a pet that was requested. And many times I've sat and watched him while he sleeps. You could tell when he was dreaming, when he'd move his little feet. I surely will miss him when I first walk through the door, without him dancing on the tile, without him begging for a bone. I truly appreciate those times we've spent alone. On a lonely winter's night, he would be by my side, my only friend. Will I ever hear him barking to come in out of the rain? And will I open the door only to find his empty chain? And when I see him in my dreams, alive and well he always seems, just a young boy and his dog on a sunny day. It's hard for me to see him now that he's wasting all away. When I look into those big brown eyes, I think of how we used to play. I hope he leaves us without any pain at all. Let him draw in his last breath, cradled in his mother's arms. I surely will miss the way he'd curl up on my bed. Feel him breathing next to me as I pet his weary head. I truly appreciate all the love he had to give, and forever in my mind he will be by my side, my one true friend.
His Facebook page mentions that he's from Crookston, Minnesota, and that he's a passionate musician who's been playing for over 20 years, driven by his love for jazz, blues, R&B, soul, and gospel. His name is Anthony Diaz. We had him perform one afternoon at Riverfesto, must have been about 4 or 5 years ago now. Honestly, haven't heard much from Anthony, but sure would like to have some more recordings by him. This song is titled Manic Funk. You're listening to MHB.
Got that soul.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yep, time for a song by someone from outstate, and we're real pleased to play songs by Pete Moss and the Spreaders from Grand Forks, North Dakota. I had the honor of meeting their leader and guitarist and vocalist, Greg Pete Moss Norman, and I met him at Half Brothers Brewing couple months ago, and I was down there with my buddies watching Pushing Chain play for a dozen or so people. Now, I know that doesn't sound real promising, but it was a Friday night, and I think it was a holiday. A lot of people were out of town, so, but boy, Pushing Chain sure did a fine job that evening. And sitting there was a man, I said, I know this guy. Well, sure enough, it was Greg Norman, and he was enjoying the music as well. We got to talking afterward, and I look forward to hearing him perform at Half Brothers. Folks, you got to get down there because they have music 7 nights a week. Rounding out the lineup in Pete Moss and the Spreaders is drummer Dave Skin Jeffrey and guitarist Lee Dembones Barnum. They have 2 CDs to their credit, Big Stakes and the one we just got titled Breaking Bones, both recorded at Whiskey Sam Studio in Grand Forks, and you can hear them from time to time on Friday evenings as a group at Le Bistro there in Grand Forks out by the Alaris Center, and Pete Moss solo at Half Brothers Brewing. This tune's titled Twistin' My Love.
There's a fire raging, this I know, and it burns, burns, burns out of control. Or should I stay, or should I leave? This time, 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 I do believe. You got me twisting, you got me twisting, you keep twisting my love. flames, flames burn a lot. Should I stay or should I leave? This time, 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 I do believe. You got me twisting, you got me twisting, you keep twisting of my love.
Had this next artist in the KSRQ studio, oh, must have been about 4 years ago. His name is David Stoddard. He's originally from Green Bay, Wisconsin, now lives down around Fergus Falls. David doesn't really like doing coffee shops, brew pubs, places like that. He'd much rather perform in a listening atmosphere, such as a listening room or a home concert, something like that. And David has provided many CDs to Minnesota Homebrew, and I think we've played almost every song off of every CD. Here's one titled One of These Days. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew on KSRQ.
Nothing is ever the way I remember. Get dismembered on the tip of my tongue. So it's hard to change with my memory fading when the man I'm evading is the man that I've become. But one of these days I'm gonna come back around. See me smiling, see my feet on the ground. One of these days you'll turn your head at the sound of my key in the door. It's hard to be honest, 'cause the truth can be brutal. It can be futile to try and turn the other way. I am who I am. I've tried to transcend it, but I wouldn't want to end it and be remembered this way. So you endure me, and you ride with my emotions. When the level of my self-reproach is more than I can say, so the highs get higher and the lows get lower, but nothing is slower than the time when I'm away. But one of these days I'm gonna come back around. You'll see me smiling, you see my
He's a singer-songwriter from St. Paul, and he's been making a splash in the Minnesota music scene since 2015, playing gigs across the state. His self-titled, independently produced debut album, released in June of 17, has made some buzz and gotten radio play on a local, national, and international level. Inspired by artists ranging from Lee Bryce to Phil Collins to Frank Sinatra, his style is a unique blend of alternative country with a Jake spin. He's had the honor of opening for and sharing the stage with Thompson Square, Rodney Atkins, Dylan Scott, the Swan Brothers, and Claire Dunn, as well as several talented local bands and musicians. If you haven't heard his music, give it a listen. You may just find yourself a new favorite rising artist. Here's Jake Nelson with Grew Apart on Homebrew.
I used to sit there on the tracks, overlooking Highway 96, calling calls with my little cousin, a couple neighbor kids just summer buzzing. And time flies like a memory, kinda like the cars out on the street. We grew up a good, we grew up a while, we grew up here, we grew up home. Miss those little things, riding bikes, climbing trees, mowing lawns for a little money, Kool-Aid 13 and not a worry. All those awkward and quiet first dates, Friday nights and football games. We grew up good, we grew up a while, we grew up here, we grew up home. We grew up home. That place where you learn a little bit about life, where you grew up, got down and fooled around, staying out a little too late, those climbing through the window days. Home where you hold your closest memories, you make mistakes, but that's okay, cause home's where the heart is, and home's where it started. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up home. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up free, we grew up home. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up at home. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up free. The place where you learn a little bit about life, where you grew up, got down and fooled around, staying out a little too late, those climbing through the window days. Home where you hold your closest memories, made mistakes, but that's okay, cause home's where the heart is, and home's where it started. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up at home. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, we grew up free, we grew up home. we grew up home. We grew up home.
And we should mention that Jake is playing this Friday, August 17th at 7 p.m. with the Jake Nelson Duo at the Forest Lake VFW, just north of the Twin Cities on Highway 35. And on Saturday, August 18th at 1 p.m. with the Jake Nelson Band at the Steel County Fair. He has sets at 1 p.m. and at 4 p.m. And that's down in Owatonna, Minnesota, the Steel County Fair.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Today's beer news comes from vinepair.com. We've been getting a lot of stuff from them. It's a neat website. Indiana brewery looks to cash in on controversial beer names. None of this is done out of hate. None of this is done out of making fun of it. John Duncan, co-owner of craft brewery Lakeville Brew Crew, recently told the South Bend Tribune that was to bring awareness to the issues. Duncan is referring to the controversial names of his and fellow co-owner Rodney Chlebeck's beers, such as Flint, Michigan Tapwater, Black Beer Matters, White Guilt, Mass Graves, which have unsurprisingly prompted negative backlash. The Tribune reports Duncan and Chlebeck want their beer to do the talking for itself, but many feel the pair have questions to answer. The way I look at it with the Flint, Michigan Tapwater, if you're going to get mad about the beer name, you should focus your anger more toward the people that are letting that happen to Flint, Duncan said. If I can bring some attention to that, whether it be negative attention toward me, it still brings attention to that issue. With the ever-increasing competition in the craft beer market, however, others in the industry view the contentious names as nothing more than a marketing ploy. Speaking to the Detroit Free Press, Dana Tran, co-owner of Michigan-based Eternity Brewing Company, questioned the pair's motivation. If the intent of Lakeville Brew Crew is to raise awareness of the Flint water crisis, perhaps owners instead should encourage patrons to donate to the United Way of Genesee County's Flint Water Fund, Tran said. Regardless of motivation, the fact remains that Lakeville Brew Crew could and likely will profit from the sensitive issues its misguided names are supposed to highlight. For sure, the Brewer Association will not be impressed after an announced measures to curb such offensive beer names last year. Just how craft beer drinkers will react remains to be seen.
Trouble you've been looking for, it came looking for you. Shouldn't open doors you don't plan to walk through. If I were you, I'd pay my dues before I lose. That trouble you've been looking for, it came looking for you. Shouldn't open doors you don't plan to walk through. If I were you, I'd pay my dues. You've got a lot of long answers to a lot of short questions, yeah. You've had a lot of last chances, a run of lucky guesses, and your nerves can stand it. You bet it all and then step back. But if you're steady
was singer, rapper, and writer Dessa. We haven't played something by her in a while here on MHB. She's made a career out of bucking genres and defying expectations. Her resume as a musician includes performances at Lollapalooza and Glastonbury, co-compositions for 100 Voice Choir, performances with the Minnesota Orchestra, and a top 200 entry on the Billboard charts for her album Parts of Speech. She's contributed to the number one album, The Hamilton Mixtape. Her track Congratulations notched over 5 million streams. OJ's on the Loose only has 500 and some, but I digress. As a writer, she's published by the New York Times Magazine, broadcast by Minnesota Public Radio, published two literary collections of her own, and is set to release her first hardcover collection with Dutton Books in the fall of 2018. That song was titled Palace. Born out of love for the backroads music of America's past, the Fattening Frogs play rock and roll in its original spirit by cranking up the electricity on the music of the juke joints, hootenannies, medicine shows, and tent revivals of yesterday. The Fattening Frogs are Elizabeth Duell on bass guitar, Garrett Kolb on drums, Chris Holm on vocals, guitar, harmonica, and Amanda White on vocals and, of course, kazoo. Here are the Fattening Frogs with Alone and Crying.
Oh,
Hey, folks, I got a Facebook message here from singer-songwriter Jack Schauer from the Fargo-Moorhead area, and he asks, would you and some of your MAS friends be interested in coming to the Spirit Room in Fargo in either October or November if I would help out with gas expenses? Well, that's an interesting proposition. Yours truly is sort of semi-retired from performing, but I told Jack that I'll mention it on air and that I would pass a message on to some of our listeners, especially those down in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Try to get hold of some musicians, see if we can help Jack out down there at the Spirit Room. I'm on their website, spiritroom.net, and it says, what does it say about the Spirit Room? It's evolved into an arts and cultural center in downtown Fargo, serving 9,500 people per year. Became nonprofit in 2004, which means that their activities are required to be supported by the public and that they serve the public through programming. They're supported through memberships, donations, grants, and fundraising. Their mission is to enrich people's lives through the development and practice of creative, contemplative, and healing arts. So check them out, spiritroom.net. It looks like they have galleries and yoga classes and lots of other good things. We'll let you know, Jack. Up next, a gentleman who is originally from Indiana, moved to Minnesota, now lives in Kuwait. He's a world traveler. He's a prolific songwriter, and he is also the owner of a Pulitzer Prize. His name is David Hanners, and this tune's titled Strike the Match. You're listening to MHB.
This town is black dirt and American rust. Grain elevators, three-quarter ton trucks. Nothing ever happens round here. Storefront's blank, has a thousand-yard stare. South of the stoplight at Central and Main, the Conrail freight sings a sad refrain. Doesn't stop, doesn't slow down. Even it's sick and tired of this town. And I feel like striking a match. I feel like lighting the fuse. Walking away while it all blows up. What have I got to lose? And I feel like striking a match. I feel like lighting the fuse. Now my old friend Jack is feeling the hurt. Got laid off from the plant he worked. This new economy's got him down. Looking like he'll have to leave town. Cause the only one hiring now is Walmart. And part-time's all they got. 20-hour weeks, no benefits. And their medical plan is don't get sick. And he feels like striking a match. He feels like lighting the fuse. Walking away while it all blows up. What's he got to lose? And he feels like striking a match. He feels like lighting the dumpsters out back, bummed a light from a girl I knew from way back. As her smoke drifted into the autumn air, I asked her why she stayed around here. She's got two kids. kids and the dads are long gone. This job in County 8 is what she lives on. $11 an hour after 7 years. You can't get ahead when you're grinding gears. And she feels like striking a match. She feels like lighting the fuse. Walking away while it all blows up. What she got to lose? And I feel like striking a match. I feel like lighting the fuse. Walking away while it all blows up. What have I got to lose? And we feel like striking a match. We feel like lighting the fuse. But we can't walk away while it all blows up. Cause we got everything to lose.
Hey folks, I want to remind you that we have a songwriting contest going out. Hey folks, I'd like to remind you that we have a songwriting contest going on right now, our first ever, and we're going to play the songs that are submitted on Thursday, September 13th's show. The topic is a song about Minnesota. Maybe it's a place name, maybe it's a city, maybe it's a body of water, maybe it's an event, maybe it's a Minnesota personality, whoever it may be. Just write that song, record it as cleanly as you can, and email it to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com, and we'll play it on our September 13th show. So good luck, have fun with it, and I'm already working on mine. So we'll remind you about that every week. Up next, a man who moved from Ramsgate, England, to the Twin Cities and spent most of his adult life there. He's retired now and doing music full-time. He loves the blues. In fact, when you look up the word blues in the dictionary, you see Nigel Egg's face there on the page. Here he is with a tune titled Jam Till the Day I Die.
I love, I love the life I live, and I know I'm gonna die someday. Could crack up in a car, get murdered in a bar, or get a cancer and slowly waste away. I don't know where or when, I surely don't know why. One thing I know for sure, as long as I'm alive, I'm gonna jam till the day I die. Jam till the day I die. It might be when I'm 99, but I could go anytime. Quick or slow, only time can tell. How's it gonna feel? Is heaven and hell for real? I'm gonna find out for myself. I don't know where or when, I surely don't know why. The one thing I know for sure is as long as I'm alive, I'm gonna jam till the day I die. Jam till the day I die. Mm-hmm. and my guitar, jam with all my heart, jamming to the bottom of my soul. Spirit in the sky, play through my fingers as long as I'm still breathing on my own. I don't know where or when my life is gonna end. I surely don't know why anybody has to die. But what I know for sure, as long as I'm alive, there's one thing, one thing I'm here to testify. I'm gonna
group of the evening is a Minneapolis pop rock band titled Rada Rada, or maybe it's Rada Rada. I bet it's Rada Rada. Anyway, they came to life in early 2017. Their song styling span a bridge between heartbreak and hell why not, built from howls at the moon, heartfelt lyrics, and walls of dirty Telecaster twang, while maintaining an unmistakable pop sensibility that's success in fighting shy of the predictable. I think that means to say that succeeds in fighting shy of the predictable. They are Chris Mochinski, Matthew Broadbent, Grant Stiltberg, Alan Meyer. Their 2018 CD, Life Again, features 8 songs, including the single Into the Dark, which is available on Spotify and Apple Music. You can find them at Rada Rada, that's R-A-D-D-A, RADDA.com. We want to thank you for listening this evening, and never forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Here's Rada Rada with Our Holiday. We'll see you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.